Now, it's time for the Cromwell Radio Football Fridays pregame show.
Good Friday evening and welcome to week 7 of the high school football season. After tonight, there are only 2 weeks left in the regular season, and it seems like just yesterday teams were getting ready for the season to start, so full of hope for the upcoming season. Now some teams are thinking playoffs, and others are just thinking about the offseason. So let's take a look at all the games in the South Central Conference, and for that, we go to Todd Stapleton.
Thanks, Eric. We now take a look at the South Central Conference. We will start off with the Vandals at Piesaw Southwestern tonight. The Vandals come in 5-1 off their overtime victory over Hillsboro. Southwestern coming off a win as well. They are 3-3 on the season. So for both teams, as Vandals coach Jason Clay says, this game has big playoff implications.
I think it's going to be a very good ball game. I think they'll be fired up. It's their homecoming. Seems like they always play well at home. It's always a tough game, and like you said, they're 3-3. They've got to get 2 more wins for sure. They have us, Roxanna, and Carlinville left. So based on scores, they're probably figuring they can beat Roxanna, and then they're going to have to beat us or Carlinville, and they're probably going to say we got a better chance of beating Vandalia because of the Vandalia-Carlinville score. So we're going to be ready for their best effort, and we're going to give our best effort and try to clinch our playoff spot this week at 6-1.
So the Vandals 5-1, Piesaw Southwestern 3-3. You can catch that game on 107.1 FM WKRV, available streaming at VandaliaRadio.com. Other games in the South Central Conference for tonight, 5-1 Carlinville is at 5-1 Hillsboro. The Hilltoppers coming off their first loss of the season to the Vandals last week in overtime. Greenville is at Staunton tonight. For Staunton, they're 1-5 on the season. Interesting stat, they beat Litchfield a couple of weeks ago, 35-0. That's the only points that Staunton has scored this year. Pena, they're 6-0. They are at 0-6 Litchfield tonight. 1-5 Roxanna. They are at 1-5 Gillespie. So the 5-1 Vandals are at 3-3. Piesaw Southwestern 5-1 Carlinville at 5-1 Hillsboro. 3-3 Greenville at 1-5 Staunton. It is 6-0 Pena at 0-6 Litchfield. And 1-5 Roxanna is at 1-5 Gillespie. That's a look at the South Central Conference for tonight. I'm Todd Stapleton.
Thanks, Todd. Now let's look at some of the Effingham area games, starting with the Hearts, who look to rebound from a disappointing homecoming game where they lost to Taylorville 28-19. The loss put the Hearts at 3-3 for the season and 2-1 in the Apollo Conference. Effingham was close last week, but a late 2-point conversion attempt that was no good and a 46-yard touchdown by the Taylorville quarterback with just 45 seconds left did in the Hearts. Effingham will now travel up to Mattoon to take on a 3-3 Mattoon Green Wave team who is coming off a 29-6 win against Salem. Effingham against Mattoon can be heard on 105.5 and 100.5 Jack FM at 7 p.m. In other area action, Cumberland looks to continue their 3-game winning streak on homecoming night against Tri-County. Cumberland is coming off a big win last week at Oblong, 30-14. Cumberland is now 3-3 on the season, and more importantly, 3-0 in conference play. Cumberland has found their groove as they only gave up 88 yards of offense to Oblong last week. Cumberland will face a Tri-County team that's coming off their first win of the season last week against Martinsville, 15-14. Cumberland against Tri-County can be heard on WCRA 96.3 and 99.5 FM starting at 7 p.m. Now with a look at all the teams in the northern portion of our listening area, here is Lane Blickman.
All right, thank you very much. Let's go to the Central Illinois Conference and touch base there. St. Teresa and Tuscola are both unbeaten for the season overall and in the conference. They're both 4-0 in league play, so they've clinched playoff spots. Shelbyville is 3-1 in the conference, 4-2 overall. Then you have Clinton at 2-2 and 3-3. Sullivan Oka Valley is 1-3 in the conference, but 3-3 overall. Same mark for Warrensburg, Latham, Central A&M at 1-3 in the conference, 2-4 overall, and Meridian looks for its first win. Around the CIC this week, 3-3, Clinton is at 4-2, Shelbyville, 6-0 St. Teresa is at 6-0 Tuscola. So that will break the tie atop the conference tonight. 0-6 Meridian will be at home against 3-3 Warrensburg, Latham, 2-4 Central A&M is at 3-3 Sullivan Oka Valley. Going now to the Little Oka Valley Conference Northwest Division, led by Argenna Orienta, 3-0 in the conference. Unbeaten for all games, the Bombers have already clinched their playoff spot. Then you have Sangamon Valley, 5-1 overall, 2-1 in the conference. The same for Decatur Lutheran. Arcola off a big week last week over LSA. Now 2-1 in the conference, 4-2 for all games. Arthur Lovington at Wood Hammond, 2-4 overall, 0-3 in the conference. And Cerro Gordo will be met, 1-5 overall, and 0-3 in league play. Tonight's schedule in the LOVC Northwest Division, 4-2. Arcola is at 2-4. Arthur Lovington at Wood Hammond. It'll be 6-0. Argena Orellana at 5-1. Sangamon Valley. So big game there for each of those two schools. 1-5. Cerro Gordo Bemet is at 5-1. Decatur Lutheran. Meanwhile, in the Apollo Conference, the Charleston Trojans' schedule doesn't get a whole lot easier this week. They lost to Mount Zion last week, the fourth consecutive loss for Charleston. They will be at Taylorville tonight, as the Tornadoes currently sit in second place in the Apollo Conference. So Charleston at Taylorville tonight. That game can be heard on Victory 103.9, online at MyRadioLink.com and the MyRadioLink mobile app. I'm Lane Blickham for the Cromwell Radio Group pregame show.
Thanks, Lane. Now let's look at some of the other games in our listening area. In Apollo Conference action, it's 1-5 Salem heading to 5-1 Mount Zion. In Little Ocaw Valley action, it will be 4-2 Arcola traveling to 2-4 Arthur Lovington. 1-5 Cerro Gordo heads to 5-1 Decatur Lutheran. 0-6 Palestine hosts 1-5 Martinsville. 3-3 Villa Grove travels to 3-3 Oblong, and in the game of the week in the Little Ocaw Valley Conference, it will be 6-0 Argenta traveling to 5-1 Sagamon Valley. In Little Illini Conference action, it will be 2-4 Red Hill heading to 1-5 Casey. 4-2 Flora hosts 1-5 Paris. 3-3 Lawrenceville hosts 3-3 St. Joseph Ogden. 3-3 Olney heads to 1-5 Robinson. And in the game of the week in the Little Illini Conference, it will be 6-0 Marshall traveling to 6-0 Newton. And finally, in the Central Illinois Conference, it'll be 4-2 Shelbyville hosting 3-3 Clinton, 3-3 Warrensburg traveling to 0-6 Macon, 3-3 Sullivan will host 2-4 Moequa, and 6-0 Decatur St. Teresa travels to 6-0 Tuscola in what should be a great game. Well, that will wrap up the Cromwell Radio pregame show. For Lane Blickham and Todd Stapleton, I'm Eric Fry. Thanks for listening, and enjoy all the great football action.